it's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see.
Billy Preston opens the music box this week with some simple math, Nothing from Nothing, which equaled a number one song for him in October of 1974. I'm Mike Duke. Each week I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. You'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s, with occasional excursions beyond that range. Get ready to hear songs you haven't heard in a long time, mixed with a few you may have never heard before. And, as you might imagine, some magic spells, ghosts, and other unidentifiable things that go bump on the radio have crept into the music box this week. Many listeners will remember this creature that Sheb Woolley introduced to the top of the rock and roll chart in 1958.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in a city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater,
what a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Richard Strauss composed Also Sprach Zarathustra in 1896. It became famous as part of the soundtrack for the 1968 movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, and as the opening notes for Elvis Presley concerts. In 1973, Brazilian jazz pianist Yumir Diodato took the arrangement you just heard to number 2 on the U.S. Hot 100. And Sheb Woolley started a brief fad of novelty songs about the Purple People Eater in 1958. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and this is the mid-70s West Coast girl group Fanny, Butter Boy.
He was hard as a rock, but I was ready to roll. What a shock to find out I was in control of the situation. I didn't need no time or destination. He said, "Say you look fine. Have I met you before?" I said, "Your place or mine. It's getting hard to be sure of an invitation. These times of casual quick relations. Go, baby, go. Get it on there. Show what you know. There's a fire down below. Go, baby, go. Doesn't matter to me." He thought I'd be impressed by his rotating bed. Such a woman suppressed surely needs to be led to complete elation. And I've had my share of conversation. Go, baby, go. Get it on there. Show what you know. Oh, there's a fire down below. Go, baby, go. It doesn't matter to me.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh, Maya. Me gotta go. Call the Piro down to buy ya. My Yvonne, sweetest one. Me, oh, Maya. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pick your tall, fill through jaw, and Miguel. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Mm-hmm. by the dozen. Dressed in style for a while and began. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete meal. Pick your tall, fearful jaw, and begin. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Williams sang it first, followed by Joe Stafford and others, including Fats Domino, who sang Jambalaya in 1961. Before that, we heard Butter Boy, the 1974 single by Fanny, the girl group from Los Angeles who inspired later groups such as the Go-Go's, the Bangles, and the Runaways. The station is the Concert Hall. The show is the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. And this is B.J. Thomas with the somewhat ghostly sounding Everybody's Out of Town.
Where have the people gone? Seems like there's no one hanging on. Look through the windows, the houses are empty. Everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around. All of the streets are bare. No traffic tie-ups anywhere. Don't have to wait for a seat at the movie. Everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around. Everyone's moved out from the ghetto. Lots of space, empty apartments, no more pollution, plenty of classrooms, every place. And it looks like we're ready to give it one more try. This time there'll be no alibi. I'm gonna send out a message to no one. Hey, better send some people down. Is out of town.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, "Boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind. 'Cause he moves me." Now where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start, 'cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found and he's living. So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole. Said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, I told you I'd get my man, 'cause he moves me. You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
Jimmy Dean gave us Cajun Queen as the second song in the Big Bad John trilogy in 1962. And in 1970, B.J. Thomas sang yet another Burt Bacharach Hal David song, Everybody's Out of Town. The Music Box heads for our first break with Dreams of the Everyday Housewife by Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who good life for me.
Thanks to his television show and to that song, Dreams of the Everyday Housewife, the summer of 1968 was indeed a good time for Glenn Campbell. I'm Mike Duke. More spells, monsters, and other surprises are ahead when the Music Box returns from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.